It's the Aristocrats.
What is with the fucking fake warrior guy?
One Warrior Nations?
Yes, no, please.
There's actually two out there.
Yeah, well, one is really bad.
Yeah.
One is like Sharpie on underwear bad.
Yeah.
And then there's another guy who like kind of like could look like him if I didn't know what he looked like now. Like he could kind of pay, except for the fact that he's like 5 foot two.
Yeah.
There's does he have the warrior tattoo?
Yeah.
The same one
has? And no. Okay. I could understand somebody getting the warrior symbol tattooed on themselves.
No, but go ahead.
This guy, I know a lot of people who have that, where it's not,
ironically,
like, no,
other workers.
There's a large black gentleman who works out in my gym.
Well, who, like, you know him, you can't say anything to.
Who?
Why not?
Across his 54-inch bicep is the Ultimate Warrior symbol tattooed on his arm.
How many Ultimate Warrior tattoos?
Just one. It's massive. It's bigger than Warrior's head.
Whoa.
But no, this guy wrestles in Jersey, New York. His name is Dominic. Has the animated version of the Ultimate Warrior tattooed on his arm.
Wait, the animated version?
You know, like when Warrior had the short-lived comic book about himself?
Yes. Yeah, that.
And that tattooed on his arm.
Why?
Because he's a huge
Warrior. That's the one Warrior Nation guy, right?
Yes.
And he's so short.
Yes. He's very small.
There's pictures of him with fans that are taller than
him. I've been on shows with him. All right? He has like a 4 to 5 inch lift on his boot.
And he's still that tall?
Yes.
Oh, so what's
Wait,
the actual
four
height?
To 5 inch lift? What?
I swear, I'm not
even
kidding.
How do you work in those?
I'm not. He doesn't. There is no work.
Does he just run out to the ring and then?
He does the warrior entrance.
What music does he use?
Warriors?
No. Duh. No.
What do you think he uses?
Like.
Raining Blood.
Who books him?
He does the whole warrior deal up till blowing himself up on the entrance and not being able to have a match.
Who books him?
Dapper used him,
I'm bringing him
one
up.
Time, and the match went 2 minutes long, and Dapper gave him $30, and he demanded at least $75, or he wasn't going to leave the building.
Can I bring him up? Oh my God, look at that tattoo.
Did he get $75?
No.
He's lucky
and
he
got never
30.
Came back.
I'm putting him on.
Do it.
Ready?
I mean, he's on the internet. I mean,
yeah,
he's a public figure. So.
There he is, right there.
And if you
this
go to
poor fan, you, I'm gonna get the fan out.
If
of
you
the
go
picture.
To his YouTube account, there's a handful of his matches, and then a bunch of videos of him working out.
It's not even like,
no, it's not even.
It looks like if Brutus Beefcake now dressed up like the Ultimate Warrior.
No, you know what? It is. How tall is he?
Like 5'3".
Seriously.
Wow.
I mean, look at that kid. He's next to, like, basically a high school kid.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a senior in high school.
Yeah, but that's so much.
And he's rocking lifts.
And now, again, I don't know the full story about this guy, but from what I was told, he was friends with a guy who ran a wrestling school. The guy let him come in and train for a couple months, and at that point, he thought he didn't need to do anything else.
Uh-huh.
And he took on
except just rip off the warrior.
Yeah, he took on a fake Ultimate Warrior persona.
But he's not even like, he's got the guy tattooed on his fucking arm.
Yes.
Who? But he's on, like, I see him on flyers.
If you look him up, there's videos of him in public and people coming up and going, "Are you the warrior?" And he goes, "Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure am."
No.
Yeah.
He can't do that.
And that's not even a good tattoo.
No, it's not. That's a tops of $50 job.
Like, imagine me doing a Roddy Piper gimmick and getting a Roddy Piper tattoo.
Can you even imitate him?
No.
No, you should do it. You should get old fat Roddy Piper tattooed on you with like his shirt coming up.
And you know what?
And, like,
I saw a picture of him the other day. He looks great.
He does look good.
Who? Yeah.
Piper. Piper looks amazing.
Is he doing DDP yoga?
He might be.
Every wrestler over 40 should be doing DDP yoga right now.
When he dresses in normal clothes, Piper looks great. When he wears a t-shirt and the kilt, he looks like hell.
Yeah. That is one Warrior Nation right there. I am, like, blown away by this guy.
Yes.
I never, like he's, like, if anybody is aware of the art form called Chibi, he is, like, a chibi version of the Ultimate Warrior. It's those tiny characters with the giant heads. Yes. That's what he is.
You ever see an action figure where head doesn't fit the body of it?
Oversized head.
That's what he looks like. and he goes to every show with a title belt.
Oh man.
And it's a version of the big WCW belt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, he's never won a belt anywhere. And I actually overheard him telling someone at the show I was on with him about how he had a guy in New York make it for him.
What?
And he just brings it to shows with him.
I'm looking for like a really authentic chibi style warrior, but I can only find one that's like.
You guys told me a story about a guy that you work with.
There we go.
He got yelled at for going to see Hogan and get an autograph.
Yeah.
Yes, that's him right there. Thank you.
Well, the complaint was, you know, if you're supposed to be a professional wrestler, why would you go pay to see another professional wrestler?
But this guy got shit for being a fan and going and seeing not just another professional wrestler, the biggest professional wrestler in history.
Arguably.
Well, whatever.
You can't argue that. You can't. I'm sorry. Whether you like him or not, he's the biggest ever. And he went to get, I guess, his autograph or whatever. Yeah. And he got shit in the locker room from everybody.
He's going to pay $200.
Here's a guy who got the Ultimate Warrior tattooed on his arm, huge. And he dresses up in not like, hey, I'm Dingo Warrior, like his old gimmick.
Yeah.
Like Ultimate Warrior face paint, Ultimate Warrior tassels, Ultimate Warrior trunks. And he gets booked.
I'm going to level with
and
you.
Paid.
That's the difference.
Why?
The dude's getting paid for doing this tribute gimmick. And the other guy is putting money, slipping money into Hulk Hogan's back pocket to take a picture with him. That's the difference.
I have a problem with people.
I got a problem with both.
I don't have a problem with the guy wanting to go see Hulk Hogan.
I got no problem if he wants to go pay to see a show.
No, I don't. He could pay to fucking eat dinner with Hulk Hogan and have his picture taken with him. Who gives a shit? This guy is blatantly ripping off.
I don't really have an opinion on this situation.
It's borderline.
I've been in locker rooms
with the Ultimate Warrior.
Locker rooms with people that were huge names, and I've said nothing but hi and bye to them, and sat in a corner.
Well, yeah, because
and there's other people that just fucking would suck their dicks.
Gene Slater says. Steve Doink the Clown. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, but I don't.
That was different.
I don't have a Doink tattoo, and I don't tell people I'm Doink.
Yet.
I did start up a TV wrestling clown Twitter once, and I shut it down real quick.
What?
I made a famous TV wrestling clown Twitter.
Oh, you did?
And then I shut it down quick.
This chibi warrior here is definitely an accurate representation of One Warrior
Nation. But that looks better than One Warrior Nation.
I know it does.
I saw that and I got like angry because for a second I'm like, is that Warrior? Like I thought he had short hair now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that can't be him. Maybe that was him a couple years ago. And I'm like, no, because he's on a poster and in this picture he's fucking 5'2".
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Can we start like a nationwide ban or like boycott of One Warrior Nation?
I don't know why there isn't to begin with. I don't know why anybody paid him money to walk into a building.
I agree.
If he came in the building as a fan like that, he should have been escorted out.
There actually is a lot of issues with him and the real Ultimate Warrior. And the real Ultimate Warrior has called him out on, like, by name as Dominic on, like, Facebook, on YouTube. And said,
Dominic, stop.
Said it, yeah. if I see
you're
you.
You're embarrassing yourself.
And it got to the point where PWS, the company I work for on Friday, they were bringing him in for the goof, and because the guy was helping out with attendance.
Yeah.
And they were told, you can't advertise him.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So he can come to the show. He can be in the show, but you can't advertise
him. Yeah, because
what if they advertise him as, like, fake-ass budget Ultimate Warrior? Like, if they literally just call him
$5 Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, the fucking far from Ultimate Warrior.
$5? Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
I'll give you $2 and some tassels.
Discount generic brand Ultimate Warrior. Yes.
I'll give you $1.50 and some boot lifts.
I gotta see these boots. I gotta see these boot lifts.
I'll give you 50 cents and some face paint.
I'm going to find them, the boot lifts.
I'll give you $1.25 and a bad tattoo.
I don't like the fact that when I type One Warrior, it finishes off with Nation. I don't like that.
That means that somebody
here's,
looks
see,
him up.
Here's one Warrior Nation. Now, me knowing my wrestling stats, the original Ultimate Warrior is about as tall as Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And I got him right here saying a really blurry picture. That's
actually, that's really blurry to the point where I'm actually nauseous looking at it.
Yeah. Wow. It's like beer goggles.
Yes, I saw this picture too. And I'm like, what? That's how I really knew he was
there
short.
There was a funny
I mean, Duggan's that's big.
It. Duggan's like, what, 6'3?
6'2, 6'3. Yeah. And this guy you said is in lifts. So he's barely my height
and
in
that's,
lifts.
That's the belt. Look at the, look at the fucking fake title
fucking belt.
Belt.
Is that a white, like a big gold?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
oh, and he's got it white because the Warrior had the white IC belt in the white world title. Wow.
And yellow.
Yellow.
Mm. Wow. And I have not seen one picture of this guy where his tongue is in his mouth. Is he? I mean, is he? Does he have downs?
There's like, actually a picture that was floating around with him a while back where he was running to the ring, and he's in a full like.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
Yeah, with his big ass.
I
belly
searched
and
this guy out.
Puffed.
I'm like, this guy can't be real. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like a. Like a broke ass like Gilbert thing, but this guy's for real.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever met him.
Kev, did you put this picture up on the Aristocrats page?
Yes.
That is embarrassing. That one.
The Which one is that?
Really, really, yes, it's him, and it's like a really bad like what you would see like a Facebook montage.
At least you know it's not Beefcake.
If you're wondering what this guy looks like, you can go to Facebook.com/AristocratsRadio.
Dude, Beefcake
and
isn't
there
that
is
big.
A picture of One Warrior Nation up on there.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake is towering over this guy.
You mean Eddie Boulder?
Yeah. Beefcake's Leslie. About the same height as Duggan.
That was a pretty good pick you dug up.
Duggan up.
This whole discussion's kind of...
Look at the and it's not even like the Warrior... Maybe he is, I don't know.
Beefcake looks good there.
The Warrior on the back of his shirt, if it looked like him and not like the actual Warrior, would be like...
It's like, this is what I'm supposed to look like.